it's important for me to tell a story about myself and how I came up from a child up to who I am today, because that story is the story of a lot of women who back in my day suffered with brutal sexual abuse and never got therapy for it, who grew up to deal with life on different terms than other ones would in the same situation. But it wasn't behind the incidents that happened in my life. It was the way I looked at it. And I had to find that out myself. Telling my life story about what I went through out there, in here, I plan on writing a book one day. I can't write it while I'm in prison because it would never be published because of some of the things that I would have to say. But I know that it would make a lot of people who are concerned about mass imprisonment change their minds about what they're doing and why they're doing it, because they would see just what it does to a person. Reading my book, reading my life, will show you the horrors that we go through in prison that people don't know anything about. They can't even fathom. I mean, from kids in here getting raped and having babies, and you sit through this and nothing is done by it, by staff members. The story that I'd have to tell would definitely be a page-turner, but my whole life would be showing you how I could come from nothing to something.